Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Valerie with me. We're going to talk about the new interest stuff going on. When I say interest, I mean interest rates, of course, and the new loan limits. Valerie.
Hello, Scott.
What's going on in the loan and money world?
We are making changes as things happen, of course, for the end of the year. The beginning of the year, the FHA rates, the loan limits are going up, which is wonderful. They're going to be up at 275, 665. So it's nearly 5,000. It's like 4,000 something is
say
what
that
it's
one more
up.
Time.
It's gone up a little less than $5,000. So what that means is that if you're buying a bigger priced house and you had to go conventional previously because it made more sense for the down payment, FHA may work for you now.
And that's, we were talking earlier, and I know this dates both of us, but you know, like you said, forever and ever, it was 67.5.
Forever.
And
forever.
I'm sadly, it's gone up a bunch of hope, obviously, a bunch of times since then. I can't tell you.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know why I can remember the 67.5.
Yeah, because I think that was like for 15 years. So this has changed.
We did
changed.
A whole lot of houses at the 67.
We did.
It shows
we
you
sure
the price
did.
Range back
so
then.
So it tells
too.
You the differences in the prices today. But that also will, of course, change the VA also. It will make VA go up a little bit with no down payment. Right now it was 417 with no down payment. So it'll go up also.
And you know, that's a house in the 200s in San Angelo, Texas is a very, very, very nice house.
Exactly. I think, isn't our average sales price here maybe like 185 or so?
It's the 180s, but a little below 200.
Okay. So this should take care of the majority of the people.
And it will.
Right.
In fact, if you look at what we have, you get in the $400,000, $500,000, and $600,000 range. You know, we have like 30 houses in that range for sale.
Really?
Yeah. So there's not a ton. Like you get down, when you get under 100, you know, that's a word that's. That's the primo. If you have a real clean, neat house under 100,
right.
That's what sells so fast. Then under 150, the same deal. When it starts creeping up, around 200, you have the majority of the houses.
Right.
But look at new construction. I mean, it's hard to build a house under 200,000.
It is. We've seen a couple of new constructions in the 150 range, but not a lot.
It's hard
been
for
mainly over the 200,000.
They got to find a good deal on the lot. I mean, like, steal the lot.
Right.
And cut every corner. I mean, without cutting the construction, but I mean, they have to get the best deals on everything they can get.
They do. And most buyers nowadays need the seller to help with closing costs, whether it's new construction or existing. So they have to also put that into the price.
And let's talk about that a little bit. And I'm going to say, get the sellers to help with the closing cost. I'm going to twist this around.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you why. I was at had a contract brought to me, and I had a seller. He's a nice man, an older man. He said, I'm not paying any of their closing costs. So, okay, we have your house listed for $249,000. And you told me right now you'd take the $245,000. You'd be happy. He goes, I'll take $245,000. So, but they're offering you $249,000
with them paying.
With $4,000 in closing costs. Yeah, but I don't pay the closing cost. Well, who paid the closing cost, really?
Really. It was netted out, so the buyer actually paid it in the price.
The closing cost. So right. Now, if they want you to cut the price of the house to nothing
right.
And pay closing costs, then, yeah, then the seller's saying, you know, I'm already giving him the shirt off my back. You know, now he wants me to wash it for him.
And we try to help you help the sellers with that whenever buyers are in with us, and they'll say, I mean, we don't live in a market that you can actually normally get a house for a lot less than what it's priced anyway, because they're usually priced right. But let's say someone comes in at $100,000 house and they say, well, I'm going to offer $70,000 and I'm going to ask them to pay for the closing costs. Well, not in San Angelo, Texas, will that probably happen.
And that happens. Let's just say you're the buyer, okay, and you say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. Well, Ms. Valerie, here's what's going to happen. Do you really want the house?
Right.
Do you?
And if they do,
okay, then I'm going to tell you this. If you really want the house, all you're fixing to do is tick this seller off.
Right.
You're not going to get the house. You may not get it for full price now.
Right.
If you really want it, and I always tell people this, and I'm not hurting the seller or the buyer, I'm telling the truth, and it's for me or you or anybody, if you really want something, at least make an offer. You know, if you want it, buy it.
Right.
You know, we've bought a house together, and you said, we're buying it. But, you know, you don't negotiate when that's what you get told.
Right.
My wife goes, we're
if you
buying
really
this
want
house,
it, then you're going to pay what you need
price.
To pay for it.
But
right.
If you don't, you say, I'm going to make you an offer that you really got to think about really, really hard.
Right.
So either way, it's just going to be okay.
Yeah. It needs to be at least negotiable. It's when you start offering really, really low, it's not. But I'm seeing 95% of the borrowers I'm seeing are asking sellers to pay closing costs.
And it truly.
It is at its highest level I've ever seen.
Well, and let's think about that just for a little bit. And I know a lot of people, I'm going to put myself in, to be honest. I have the ability to borrow some money and make some money. But if you ask me for several thousand dollars cash right now,
right,
I'm going to be honest, I don't have it.
Right.
You know, I'm going to have to say, well, we have to wait a little bit or something.
Right.
You know.
So if the people have enough for just their down payment, then they're asking the seller to pay closing costs. I've also seen, let's talk about bond programs. I have a lot of first-time homebuyers that come in, had a sweet little couple yesterday. And she said, okay, so tell me why I don't want bond compared to this FHA you're giving me. And I said, because the interest rate's about 5%. So I said, you know, it changes daily and everything, but the average is at least 1 point more than what you're paying for a normal FHA. So if you got the money for your down payment, or you've got the capability for the money for your down payment, the bond is not the answer. The bond is for people that need that money.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about what you're saying, because we've talked about this before, but that's why you want to go to somebody that knows what they're doing. That's why you go to Valerie. Because
that is correct.
Well, she agrees with me. Wow. Because there's so many programs out there. Like, there's so many cars.
Exactly.
If you're going to live on a ranch, you probably don't need a Ferrari.
Right.
You know, you probably need a Suburban.
Right.
You know, if you're going to live in Italy, you probably need a Ferrari. I mean, but you see what I'm saying? But
right.
There's different loans for different people. Mm-hmm. And if you can put 20% down, put 20%
right.
down.
Save the PMI if you can.
Tell them why. Why do you put 20% down?
So that you don't have the private mortgage insurance.
See, I have another name for the private mortgage insurance.
What do you call it?
I can't say it on the radio.
Well, I totally understand that. But, you know, we don't see a lot of 20% down anymore either. We see a lot of people that just want to, if they do have the money, they want to keep the money. The money's very precious right now.
That is true.
And if your credit's good, which has changed on conventional, let me just flop on over to conventional. But on a conventional, if you are putting, say, 5% down, but you've got awesome credit, like over 760, private mortgage insurance is not bad at all. If you've got poor credit, and I'm not going to say poor, but low credit, let's say that, at 620, it's way higher than it is on FHA. So we're going to slide your hiney on over to an FHA at that point.
Yeah, did you see that? We went from conventional to bond money back to FHA, back to conventional. This slid right all the way back to FHA.
That's right.
Did y'all get
FHA.
All that?
FHA is like usually, FHA. I like FHA, and I like VA. Also, if you have a veteran, do not try to talk him out of going on his VA. That is
he earned it.
That's their right to use their VA, and it's the best loan we have. So if anybody tells you that VA is not a good loan, it is a good loan. It is the best loan we have. It's no down payment. If you've 10% or more disabled, and I always try to make people disabled, I will ask you 10 times if you're disabled, because it's no funding fee if you're 10% or more disabled.
And how much is the funding fee?
It is like 2.15%. If you haven't used your VA, if you have used your VA, 3.3%. So it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But there's nothing monthly. No monthly mortgage insurance, and you're getting 100%
loan. Yeah, but let's just do the other one. Buy $200,000 house, you're talking $6,000.
Mm-hmm.